This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban have captured a key district in the former bastion of Kandahar after fierce nighttime fighting with Afghan government forces, officials said Sunday, sending scores of families fleeing from the area. The insurgents have pressed on with their campaign to capture territory across Afghanistan's rural areas since early May, when the U.S. military began its final pullout of troops from the violence-wracked country. The fall of the district in the southern province of Kandahar comes just 2 days after U.S. and NATO forces vacated their main Bagram air base near Kabul, from where they led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. Over the years, the Taliban and Afghan forces have regularly clashed in and around the area, with the insurgents aiming to seize it given its proximity to Kandahar City, the provincial capital. The province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban, who went on to rule Afghanistan with a harsh version of Islamic Sharia law until being overthrown by a U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Iran announced Sunday it was reimposing coronavirus restrictions on major cities as the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant spurs fears of another devastating surge in the nation. After over a year battling the worst virus outbreak in the Middle East, Iran ordered the closures of non-essential businesses in 275 cities, including the capital, Tehran. The shutdown of all public parks, restaurants, beauty salons, malls, and bookstores applies to the country's red and orange zones. Municipalities ranked as having an elevated risk of COVID-19. This is VOA News. Rain hampered Japanese rescuers seeking 20 missing people on Sunday after landslides triggered by torrential rains hit the city of Adami, killing at least two, according to the Kyoto News Agency. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said about 19 people were rescued and about 130 buildings were affected after floods, landslides, and cascading mud collapsed and half-submerged houses on Saturday in the seaside city, about 90 kilometers or 60 miles southwest of Tokyo. Suga asked people in the affected areas to remain on alert and take precautions after he and cabinet ministers met on Sunday to discuss the disaster. The floods are a reminder of the natural disasters in the area, including earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunamis that plague Japan, where the capital, Tokyo, is to host the Summer Olympics starting this month. A member of Serbia's Olympic rowing team tested positive for the new coronavirus on arrival in Japan, an official said Sunday. The third COVID-19 infection confirmed among Olympic team members visiting for the Tokyo Games. A member of Uganda's Olympic squad tested positive for the virus on arrival in June, and a second member was confirmed as having the virus a few days later. One of Serbia's five-member rowing team tested positive during a screening at an airport Saturday night, according to the Central Japan City newspaper of Nanto, which has been scheduled to host the Serbians' training camp. The man in his 30s was sent to a medical facility while the other four were isolated in a separate facility in Tokyo. The Philippine Defense Secretary says at least 27 people have been killed and 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says rescue efforts are ongoing. He says the aircraft had 92 people on board, including 3 pilots and 5 crew. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for decades militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash. The military says at least 40 people who were pulled from the burning wreckage were brought to a hospital, and troops are trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and blowing off roofs as it spreads through the Caribbean, killing at least 3 people. The storm is about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.